Diary, September 1894. Norfolk Villa, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. September 9, 1894. Norfolk Villa, Granville, New South Wales. Sabbath, September 8. Brother Belden, W.C. White, and his mother rode out to Seven Hills, or properly named Prospect Hill. The roads were very muddy, and with one horse we should have made slow progress. But with Maggie and our new horse, Jesse, we were enabled to go right along. Riding in the open air did me good. W.C. White reviewed the lesson for Sabbath, school, and then I spoke to the little flock for about 3/4 of an hour. I then read to them important testimony, which I send to America by the next mail. We think the meeting will encourage them. We spoke with them all, parents and children. Several were not present. Sister Thompson has been sick 6 weeks with influenza and is now able to sit up a part of the time. We feel grateful that the Lord has graciously spared the mother to her children. Sister Johnson's family were not present. Next Sabbath, the little church they have been building will be finished. The dedication will be next Sabbath day. Thank the Lord for His goodness and mercy to the children of men. This little church has been raised up since the camp meeting held in Melbourne, and a meeting house, a small and plain building, has been erected on high ground for worship. We all feel very thankful to our Heavenly Father that the Holy Spirit has wrought upon human hearts, and about 25 souls are now keeping the Sabbath. Meetings have been held in a private house since the tent was taken down. Brother Hickox labored here faithfully under many discouragements, and his labors have not been in vain in the Lord. It will be much more convenient and appropriate to meet in the neat little church for their services, and we rejoice in the Lord in their behalf. We rode home, 8 miles, eating our lunch as we rode to the church in Parramatta. The house where we meet for our church meetings was full, and I read to them important communications which I had sent to America a few weeks since. All listened with deep interest, and then we enjoyed a social meeting. All responded in testimony to the words that had been read. The standard was placed high, and yet they expressed their determination to make efforts to reach it. They said the deficiency in their Christian lives had been opened before them, and they confessed they had not done their duty to meet the approval of God. They would henceforth strive more earnestly to obtain the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Brother and Sister Price and daughter had come 6 miles over a very muddy, bad road to give expression to their thankfulness for the blessing they had received. We felt thankful to see them. The daughter had a severe experience of sickness at the camp meeting at Brighton, and her life has been oft despaired of. But she lives and is improving, and bore an excellent testimony. Brother McCullough has been holding meetings the past week for the benefit of the church, and old and young have been benefited. Since I last met with them, one member of the church sleeps in Jesus, blessed sleep, from which none ever wakes to weep. While mortality has been sweeping off many, only one of our number is missing, and he died in full faith in Jesus. We need to consider the shortness of time, and not allow Satan to practice upon ourselves delusions that will ruin our souls. It is not safe to become so absorbed in providing for the temporal future as to make secondary the all-important preparation for eternity. Jesus was ever giving lessons that would raise up the standard and extend the light of the blessed truth to many. In all his lessons, he does not forget we are mortal and must prepare to meet the consequence of sin, which is death. This morning, Sunday, September 9, 1894, the comforting assurance from the Lord has encouraged my heart. After seeking the Lord in earnest prayer and presenting to Him my thank offering for the rest and freedom from pain through the past night, these words of comfort came to me with great force. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Psalm 91:1-4.
We need to drink deep at the fountain of the water of life. Then we shall have messages of peace,
comfort, and hope to impart to others. We need to take a deeper interest in all souls unsaved, and to praise the Lord and glorify His name. There are opportunities we can improve to see and to converse and pray with those who have not a Christian experience and who need help. We do not all carry, as we should, the burden of the needy souls of poor sinners out of Christ. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. He is able to save to the uttermost all who come unto Him.